Circa Waves auf Lux FM mit Talking Out Loud, 15:09 Minuten. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Liverpool im Kometen. Jetzt sind zwei von vieren bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über das Debütalbum Young Chasers, das ja in London aufgenommen wurde. Wir sprechen über erste Tourerfahrungen in den Vereinigten Staaten und in Australien. Wir finden außerdem heraus, wie es die Band überhaupt geschafft hat, innerhalb wenigen Monaten eine internationale Karriere zu starten. Angefangen hat das Ganze ja erst 2013. Wir sprechen über Konzerte mit den Libertines, über London und Liverpool im Jahre 2015 und vieles mehr. Zunächst einmal sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, Kieran and Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be back.
Yeah. It's only been 2 months or something, right?
I know. We've just been camping outside, waiting for you to ask us back
No,
in.
You haven't. You've been busy as a band can be. You've been touring the world, actually. I mean, that's crazy. You've been playing South by Southwest just a month ago or something, right?
Yeah, Texas.
Yes, how was that?
It's great. We had a million tacos and played a million shows.
I think we had 3 tacos for every show, and we played about 9 shows.
Oh, wow.
In 4 days.
Yeah. That's a lot of tacos.
And absolutely no chance to watch any other artists, right? Because you were just playing and playing and playing.
I didn't see any bands play at all.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's really crazy. But it's been your second time in the US already, right? You've been there before.
Yeah, we did CMJ, which was like their sort of
New York equivalent
of South By. So
I see.
It's great. We love New York.
And to Australia. You've been to Australia recently.
I mean, we did Australia.
You've been to Japan. That's still crazy for me, because I found out when we talked the last time that you actually met in 2013. The first gigs were in the fall of 2013. Now, it's not 2 years later, not even 2 years later. Yep. And you've got this record out. You're touring the world. I mean... Yeah. You're as efficient as if you were a German band.
I don't. We must have
that's
some
a,
German
that's
blood.
That's a compliment.
We are very efficient.
No, but really, is there a secret? Is there a secret trick? Are you working really hard on your stuff, or don't you allow yourself to take a break? Or I mean, this is really crazy. And within 2 years, this to go all that far.
Yeah, but then there's also the 8 years when we were in other bands that you didn't see.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah, that's true.
We just have people who we work with. Who are slave drivers and like to make us work as hard as possible, and we just go along with it. And they say, "We've booked you on a tour for 2 years." And we go, "Off, all right."
Yeah, I haven't said no to anything in a long time.
Yeah, that's a cool thing too. But what you just said jokingly is basically true, right? We were all in bands before. Mm-hmm. You all tried to make it. You all tried to go on a worldwide tour.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
So now the chance is there. You obviously grab it. You have to.
Yeah.
If you don't, you'd be a fool.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we all wanted for a long time, so we're more than happy to do it.
Yeah, cool. And you've been putting out the record in March here, the end of March, and it's been produced for a while. What kind of band are you? Are you already thinking about new material, being that efficient group of young people?
We recorded 5 albums early on, so we never have to go in the studio again.
That would be super cool.
It would be good. Actually, we should have done that. But, I mean, yeah, I'm starting to write music again, and we've been on the road so much, it's quite hard to get time to all play together and in that sort of creative vibe.
Yeah.
But you know, it will happen in the next few months where we start to really think about it and discover what the second album may turn out to be.
Yeah. Now you just concentrate on this part of the journey, right? I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, well, we finally got the album out. If we start to think about the second one, then we won't enjoy the first one. So.
Yeah.
You know, we're just milking that for all we can.
Just milk it, baby.
Milk the album.
Milking the album with Circa Waves from Liverpool. Hier nochmal ein Stückchen stuck in my teeth. Dann reden wir ein bisschen weiter und verlosen noch Tickets für ihre Show heute Abend. The video has just been put out.
I know, brand new.
Song. Brand new
shiny video.
To an old song. Circa Waves mit Stuck in My Teeth.
Cheers.
Die Circa Waves mit Stuck in My Teeth, ein Auszug aus dem Young Chasers Album, das Ende März erschienen ist. Wir haben uns ja das letzte Mal im Februar getroffen und haben ein bisschen auch gequatscht über die Plattenproduktion mit Dan Gregg aus England. Der hat ja die Platte mitproduziert. Dan Greg Margaret heißt er eigentlich, der Producer of the Platte. You've been working with Dan Greg Margaret, that's how you pronounce it, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Well, nobody is.
I just call him Dan.
Yeah. Now, he's been working with so many really, really great bands, and you were in the studio with him. Now, what I want to know, because I'm always interested in that, what kind of producer is he? Is he like the engineer guy who's only looking for sound and just turning the knobs until the sound is really perfect? Or is he into the musical department as well, talking about riffing? Or is he just like a psychiatrist? I mean, some producers are just that. They'll be just... They just keep the vibe up and they'll be like, you know, no, what you do is great. Yeah. Keep on singing, Kieran. One day we'll find a nice melody.
He did tell me to keep singing every day. I'd say he's a producer who's just got like brilliant ears for everything, yeah. You know. So if you play him a song, he's like, you know, we should try this sound on the guitar or this with the drums. I wouldn't say he's like one of those mad producers who sort of is trying to get you to like, you know, stand on your head and sing and do all crazy stuff. He's very sort of down to earth and it's just absolutely amazing at making the sound that you can hear in your head put it onto record.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think exactly what we wanted for that record, he did. So he was ideal for us, really.
Yeah. I was just talking to Hawksley Workman, who was with the Mounties from Canada. And he's not just only a band member, but a producer for like 20 years or so. And he said the longer he's producing records, the less he knows what a producer should do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, right? That's,
yeah, there's some producers who just sit at the back of the room and go... Carry on. Yeah.
I think it just depends what the band needs. I think a lot of bands need direction, but we had such a clear idea about what we wanted, and he understood that, and we'd worked with a few other people.
Cool.
And it hadn't worked out, and as soon as we started working with Dan, he did like Young Chasers was the first thing we ever did with him.
Okay, cool.
And then we were just like, this is the guy.
Yeah, okay, cool. Another advantage of having been around for a few years before you enter the studio for a record, right? You basically have found your own taste, and you don't have to.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
don't have to negotiate about the new metal parts on the, you know, on the new LP.
It takes a few years to get that sort of your own opinion. You know, when you're 18 years old in the band, and you don't really know what you want.
Yeah, your taste is vulnerable when you're 18 or something, 19 or something, and a producer could totally flip you around. Maybe
I think we've both had that experience happen to us before. But it's like the studio can be, when you're young and you're just starting out, it can be kind of a terrifying place because there's all this stuff and there's someone who seemingly knows more than you do, and so you kind of maybe give up a lot of control. And then once you start realizing that actually it's your music and you're confident about it, then
speaking about people who seemingly know more than you, you've been touring with the Libertines as well.
Yes.
Is there something that you could learn from those guys? Aside from not taking too much stuff, you know, and
I don't know, it seems to do really well
out
for them. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've met Carl a few weeks ago. He seems super fit.
Yeah, he looks like a very healthy man. I don't know what he does.
He just springs around on stage every day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... But did you learn something from them?
I mean, I think you learn, like, sort of watching them live at how the magical sort of thing that goes on between these four people and how they sort of... I think that's just a thing of experiencing them playing together for so long that they just look like a family on stage almost. Yeah. It's quite strange and you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's a magical thing to watch. So I think we try and encapsulate that a little bit in our live show.
Yeah, cool.
And, you know, just try and be as cool as possible.
Yeah. I mean, you're on your way to be good at that, I really think so.
We're
so
halfway there.
Tonight's show, there's going to be all of the songs, all of the new songs of the album. There's going to be a song that we'll premiere on this radio station right now. It's the B-side.
We are playing that tonight.
Of the new single, and it's called One on One. Wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte bei den Circa Waves im Kometen, der kann mich jetzt noch anrufen. Die Telefonnummer lautet 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für die Circa Waves aus Liverpool heute Abend im Kometen. Und hier nochmal ein weiteres Stück zum Einstimmen. Hier ist ihre 101 B-Seiten-Single. Kieran and Joe, thanks a lot again.
Thank you very much.
We'll meet...
2 months?
Yeah, two months, maybe? Yeah.
I'll fly
months.
Over.
Okay. Otherwise, I'll see you camping outside, right?
Of course,
Bye-bye.
See you, man.
Have fun at tonight's show.